Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. First episode, what the fuck you reading? For sure we're doing Scar Tissue, Anthony Kiedis, and Larry Sloman. For sure we're doing Scar Tissue, this book right here. Fun ass read. Rated R. A lot of heroin, a lot of sex. Anthony Kiedis, a legend in the world of music. Let's be real, the legend. Him and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, three decades plus in the game, 3 decades plus where they have hits in separate decades. Are you serious? Are you serious? Yes, a thing of legend. This story right here, a thing of legend, and it's fucked up. Did I say there was a lot of heroin? I didn't count, but I'm saying this dude right here relapsed about 46 times throughout this read. He also had sex with his dad's girl. Well, let me rephrase that, okay? His dad gave him permission to have sex with his girlfriend. I don't even think this dude was 13 years old. Hollywood, back in the day. What a story. Let's do this. What the fuck you reading?
Johnny said books ain't cool no more. Johnny said books ain't cool no more. Johnny said books ain't cool no more.
Yo, 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 what is up? Welcome. Yes, welcome to What the Fuck You Reading. My name, Kyle Bowen, and you can find this program on the Post It Up Network. Yes, the Post It Up Network. Man, oh man. First episode, What the Fuck You Reading. Welcome. I'll say it again, welcome. Now, if you think books are lame, I'll tell you this. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. We don't even want you here, okay? It's not for you. It's for my people. That's a lie. It's actually for everyone, okay? Here's the thing. This show right here is a couple things. Let's be real. It's the coolest reading show, the best reading show, the greatest reading show since the Reading Rainbow. How many episodes of the Reading Rainbow did I watch? Zero. But I'm just going to say that. That dude was a legend. He was on one. He was a fucking hero. Number two, right here, this show, I hope it's not a complete book review show. I hope you don't come here and think you got everything from the book in my hand, okay? From Scar Tissue, Anthony Kiedis. I hope that's not the case. I just want you to go out there and get the story firsthand from yourself, from your own perspective. You know what I'm saying? That's the goal of this program right here. What the fuck you're reading. Provoke you to go out and read the story. I totally believe that everyone has a different experience with each book, with each story. That's just a fact. What the fuck you reading? Episode 1. Once again, we'll be doing Scar Tissue by Anthony Kiedis and Larry Sloman. Larry, let me talk to you first, okay? Let me talk to you first. What did you do on this book? Now I get it. I understand these celebs, they go down the route of getting a writer, to help them write an autobiography. I get it. It's hard to read a book, let alone write one, let alone write a good one. You need help. Makes sense. Now, in this case right here, Larry Sloman, I just don't get what you did. This sounds as if Anthony did all the work. And that's not a shot at Larry. I'm just saying right here, this book right here, it didn't seem as if there's much editing going on. That's how raw it felt. I've never read anything like this. What's it say on the cover, man? What's it say on the cover, okay? A frank, unsparring, meticulous account of life lived entirely on impulse, for pleasure and for kicks, by Time Magazine. How about this? Thoughtful, candid, and entertaining. GQ. Are you serious? That's all you could come up with? You know what I would say? This book is fucked up. What the fuck you reading? It was fucked up. It was highly entertaining. The most vulnerable read of all time. It also comes with photos. So if you're into that, go get it. I mean, I just flipped to a page. I paused there because I'm looking at a titty. I'm looking at a titty. Scar tissue, man. This book has everything. A lot of music, a lot of heroin, a lot of sex, even anal sex in the back of a club, and photos of titties. Speaking of the music, speaking of the fucking music, I feel as if there could have been more. And I know that sounds so greedy. He's already given me enough with the gems in this book about the Chili Peppers, but I wish there was more. I feel as if going into this book, I thought I was going to hear more specific stories rather than hearing about relapse after relapse after relapse after woman after woman after woman, which in itself still led to, again, one of my favorite reads. The first episode of What the Fuck You're Reading. You know what? You know what? Why don't we do this, okay? Why don't we just jump to Flip It For Me, Baby? Let me read you, yes, read you a couple pages from this book. Because what is sexier, ladies? Seriously, ladies, this segment right here is for you. Fellas, turn it off. This segment is for the ladies, okay? What is sexier than a Hindu reading you a book? Not much.
Flip it for me, baby. Flip it for me, baby.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yes, flip it for me, baby. I'm about to read you some pages from this book, Scar Tissue, by Anthony Kiedis and Larry Sloman. I feel as if it's the best way for you to get a feel for the book that's in my hands, and it's also a good way for me to talk to the ladies. How's it going, ladies? How's it going? About to read to you. Shit. Okay. Oh yeah. Do people even say "oh yeah" in the middle of lovemaking? When do you even do that? At the beginning, like we about to start. Oh yeah. In the middle, each pump. Oh yeah. At the end, when you're done. Oh yeah. It works at all places, but I just don't feel as if anyone does it. Let's do this, okay? Let's go straight to page 107. Man, oh man, what a book. What a read. Page 107, paragraph 2. We about to meet the late Hillel. The dude used to rock out the guitar for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The dude passed away. Heartbreaking moment in not only this book, but in Acid for the Children as well. Flea and Anthony do such a great job explaining Hillel's greatness to everything Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let's be real. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Let's meet this dude, okay? One of the best guitarmen at his time. One of Hillel's most outstanding characteristics was his big red nutsack, which he was very proud of, and which he would put on display with hardly any urging. We used to joke about Hillel's package, because when he would put his dick and nutsack together, he'd form a pumpkin shape in his trousers, which would become a lot more pronounced when he was around Rona. Rona was his girl at the time. Man, oh man. This is the type of language in this book, okay? A lot of everything. A lot of everything. Cool story about the Red Hot Chili Peppers, okay? This is the type of shit that they would do. They didn't give a fuck about performing naked. They didn't give a fuck if their dicks were slipping out of whatever outfit they had on. They didn't give a fuck. In fact, one of their first memorable moments was in front of a crowd of what? Less than 20 people? They performed naked with socks over their penises. They just wanted people in attendance to have a memorable night. Their path to greatness, interesting. Because at the end of the day, through all that trial and error. They found a way to make great music. Every journey is different. What a paragraph. About a nutsack. A pumpkin shape? Are you serious? That's fucked up, yo. Next page. Okay, next up, page 221, paragraph 2. We about to see something pretty bizarre, and you sometimes see this in the world of sport. Teams win championships, the documentary comes out, and you find out that these teammates didn't even see eye to eye off the court. Now, in this case, I don't think love ever left the frame for these bandmates. They all really cared about each other. But they were all battling such dark personal demons that they weren't able to be good friends to each other. It was just weird times. Yet they were able to make hits. Hits after hits after hits. The Chili Peppers were doing it under dark times. Let's go. Page 221, paragraph 2. On the train, we agreed that the band was going really well, and we vowed to make a concerted effort to stop the drugging. In the next breath, we joked about Oslo being the heroin capital of Scandinavia. That was an ongoing thing for us. Whatever town we were in, it would become the heroin capital of the world. I could see that neither of us was committing to anything positive. It was more like, let me get high first, and then we'll see. I think we were sitting in the midst of a dark spirit, and we had to take the power away from that darkness and carry on as friends and bandmates. We also realized that we were at a point in life when it was do or die. We played Oslo and then flew back to LA. We landed at the airport, gave one another a hug, and it was great tour, great being with you. Call me in a few, I'll be good. You gonna be good? Yeah, I'll be good too. We said goodbye, and then both Hillel and I made a beeline to our individual dealers. You probably could have had a stopwatch to see who caught first. I went home, checked in with Ione, and was off and running on a terrible, painful, speedballing binge. So many relapses. So many lies within that band circle. They all wanted the best for each other. They were all lying to each other, saying that they were getting it, and were still somehow able to carry on and once again make incredible music. They were destined. They were destined to come together and share whatever positivity they could find in their lives and just give it to the world. Last one, page 376, paragraph 3. Anthony, he's going to attempt to meet the Dalai Lama. There are so many damn flips in this book. You never know which direction it's going to go. You get a relapse here and a relapse there. You get a new girlfriend here and a new girlfriend there. You get a new hit song and then a crazy story in the world of music. Like the one from Boonstock. Did I say Boonstock? What am I saying? Woodstock. What the fuck's a Boonstock? Woodstock 99. The song Fire. Monumental and infamous moment in the world of music. In the history of music. Does Anthony get to meet the Dalai Lama? Let's find out. Okay, let's find out. Page 376, paragraph 3. The next morning, I got up and walked over to the Dalai Lama's temple. I found the office and approached one of the monks who worked there. Could you please inform the Dalai Lama that Anthony Kiedis is here? I know he must be busy, but I'd like to say hi to him, I said. All of the people in the office started laughing hysterically. Sir, do you realize what you just said? One of them replied. Half the planet is in line to say hello to the Dalai Lama. How do you think you can just come in here and see him? His schedule is booked for 3 years. Now I'm assuming that monks sound like this. But right there, we get to see a monk showing some attitude, bro. His schedule is booked for the next 3 years, motherfucker. Who are you? Who the fuck are you, Anthony Kiedis? He went on and on, telling me all the pressing issues the Dalai Lama had to deal with and how he was the busiest man on the planet. Okay, I understand. Just leave him a note that Anthony Kiedis says hello. I just wanted to make some contact, I said. They promised to tell him and then started laughing again. I walked away a little disheartened, thinking, oh well, I came a long way to meet the Wizard of Oz, but I guess I won't. Such is life. It was a 5-minute walk to my hotel, and when I got back, the lady at the front desk seemed excited.
Oh, Mr. Kiedis, come here right away.
Did I say right way? Right away. Don't do the lady accent, okay? Work on it. Oh, Mr. Kiedis, come here right away. You have a message from the office of the Dalai Lama. This is amazing. They insist that you be there tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Anthony fucking Kiedis, he bypasses a 3-year wait time to get a chance to talk about life with the Dalai Lama. This is the same dude who relapsed over and over and over again. The same dude who put his family through a roller coaster. The same dude who let's be real. Let's be real, wasn't that good of a person to those who loved him. But once again, we're going to have to talk about destiny. We're going to have to talk about destiny. We really are. This guy had to do all these things. He had to share his gift. Gift of storytelling with the world. I truly believe that. I'll also say this about Anthony Kiedis. A lot of fucked up things happen in this book. A lot of those things are his fault. And he probably shouldn't have had so many breaks. But the dude never stopped fighting. He never did. He knew he had a problem. He knew he would relapse over and over again. But he actually never gave up. Never gave up. And I have to give him that. And that's all you can really ask for in life, okay? There are going to be so many things thrown your way. This whole journey. And you might seem to have found yourself at a point of the lowest of lows and a low that you'll never climb out of. But it's actually not impossible. It really isn't. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep fighting. That was some of the pages from Anthony Kiedis' Scar Tissue. Why don't we give the people some info on where they can get this book, how they can indulge in it, and overall my fancy stats around this book on all the facts. Let's do it, let's do it. Let's give the people the numbers behind this book right here, Scar Tissue by Anthony Kiedis and Larry Sloman. The numbers that matter, the numbers that will make this decision a bit easier for you, okay? A bit easier. Now, I'm going to make the assumption, which I don't like doing. Assumptions should be illegal in your life, but I'll use one right here. I'll assume that you don't want to go out or you can't even buy a physical copy of this book. Now, you could risk it for the biscuit and get it delivered, but I wouldn't recommend it, okay? There are apps that will help you out, including Kindle. Yes, Kindle. We're not even sponsored by these guys, but I don't give a fuck. We're trying to help the people out. On Kindle, on your phone, you can get this book for $17. Not bad. Not bad. Once again, highly entertaining. It is more entertaining than 95% of the things you already watch on your damn device. Did I mention this too? More people now are reading than ever. Facts, you're reading more than ever. All those memes, all those tweets, all those captions. You might as well, you know, read a book, you dumbass. There's another way to experience this book. On Audible. Audible. Interesting times. Interesting times in the world of Audible. I assume that a lot of people are using it right now. Lockdown. The growth in podcasts. And that's what a good book is, especially a good book that comes with a good reader or a good narrator. That's the do or die thing with the world of Audible. If the dude reading the book to you does a good job, it will sound like a podcast and you can actually read a book real quick, real quick. Now let's play an example for the people. Why don't we, okay? Why don't we? Who's the dude reading this book? Ryder Strong. Ryder Strong? That's a dope name. He's giving it to you? Okay, let's see what this dude can do. I'll judge him too. I don't give a fuck. This is what the fuck you reading.
Chapter 1. Me, I'm from Michigan. I've been shooting coke for 3 days straight with my Mexican drug dealer, Mario, when I remembered the Arizona show. By then, my band, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, had one album out, and we were about to go to Michigan to record our second album. But first, Lindy, our manager, had booked us a gig in a steakhouse disco in Arizona. The promoter was a fan of ours, and he was going to pay us more than we were worth, and we all needed the money, so we agreed to play. Except I was a wreck. I usually was whenever I went downtown and hooked up with Mario. Mario was an amazing character. He was a slender, wiry, and wily Mexican who looked like a slightly larger, stronger version of Gandhi. He wore big glasses, so he didn't look vicious or imposing, but whenever we shot coke or heroin, he'd make his confessions. I had to hurt somebody. I'm an enforcer for the Mexican mafia. I get these calls and don't even want to know the details. I just do my job, put the person out of commission, and get paid. You never knew if anything he said was true.
I'll say this. The quality I wish was better on that read. I mean, we're talking about the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're talking about a great story. I know you were listening. That was just a glimpse of what you have in store for you if you choose to buy this book and read it. But the quality, man, could have been a little better. Because the voice itself, Ryder Strong, I thought he was grimy. I really thought he was grimy. He was trying to paint that picture. Again, Audible for me, hit or miss. If done right, it will sound like a podcast and you will be such an efficient reader. I'm not here to discriminate against style of book. This book, Scar Tissue, 470 pages. This book, Scar Tissue, took me 46 days to finish. And I know I said it was exciting, and most of the time when I find exciting reads, I can just go through them, ladies. Go through them, okay? Quick styles. Finish this book in a week, but one thing that kind of blocked me from doing that was the constant reoccurrence of heroin. Now, I'm not scared of heroin. I ain't scared of heroin. But it just kept coming up. The book got boring at one point for me. I know, I said the word entertaining, but let me explain. The book got boring at one point because it was so repetitive. And I couldn't get past the fact that the book was shaping up to be more about heroin than the music. But once I, you know, stopped being selfish and understood that this read itself was never completely about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was really about the battle, the fight that Anthony was in. Once I found me thinking about that part or that perspective, the read was easier. I remember my last day reading it. I had a 2-hour reading session. That's how involved I got into the read towards the end. Amazing. Should we spoil it more before we bounce? Give you one more story? Why the fuck not, man? It's my show, and you're listening, and you're enjoying yourself. Let's ruin it.
Oh, man. You're just ruining it. Look at my lips. You're ruining it. Ruining the fun for the next man.
Let's give you one more story before I bounce, before I get the fuck out of here on What the Fuck You Reading on the Post It Up Network. My name, Kyle Bowen. Under the Bridge, probably their biggest song. It is so, so raw. And there's a story in this book that explains the inspiration of that song. Flea Anthony shooting up under a bridge. Now go find out that story for yourself. It's horrific yet beautiful at the same time. Tying it back to the song itself, amazing story on how that song came out. I believe Rick Rubin, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rick Rubin is all over this book, and I believe he was the dude who read Anthony's notebook during some downtime while they were trying to find a song to create. Rick Rubin finds the words to Under the Bridge and tells Anthony to do something with it. Yet Anthony believes it's nothing. It's nothing. It's just words. It's just expression. It's just something for that page. Not for the world. Not for music. Days later, they record it, release it, and it becomes, once again, probably their best song. I'll say this too. When I say that, you gotta understand, I just started listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers closely in December, November of 2019. December. It was December. Got the book, Acid for the Children, and I just dove right into the catalog. And right away, the best songs for me are ironically the hits. The hits. Because for me, those are new songs. For you, if you're a Chili Peppers fan, those are outplayed. Those are old hits. What about the album cuts? Give me a fucking break, okay? Let me have the hits for now. Californication, Danny California, Under the Bridge, Scar Tissue. Beautiful, beautiful music. Can't Stop. You listen to that shit in the morning, you're owning the day. You listen to this in the morning, straight up, you're owning the day too. That was it. That was it. First episode. What the fuck you reading? The greatest reading show since the Reading Rainbow. I hope that you buy the book and experience it for yourself. Because once again, you're already reading a lot. So you might as well read a book, you dumbass. Like this one right here, Scar Tissue by Anthony Kiedis. Next week, why don't we do mindful work? Why don't we talk about meditation, meeting the West, and its workflow? Because that sounds sexy as fuck, ladies. Doesn't it? Meditation, why don't we do that? My name, Kyle Bowen. You can find me everywhere. KyleBhawan. I'll say that again because I fucked up the K. KyleBhawan. Subscribe to the Post It Up Network. Go check out all of our programs. Have you checked out the battle between the orange and the apple? Have you checked out our interview with 15-year-old producer from North Van, Max? Max the Billionaire. I know he has another name. I'm just going to call him Max the Billionaire. That kid's wise as fuck. Go check it out on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Check out the whole catalog. Okay, do yourself a favor and check out the whole catalog. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we at the Post It Up Network, we appreciate it. Peace!